how do you, do you have to talk to Landon about yesterday and the emotions of the last play, the pick he thought he should have, that kind of thing?
Well, we spoke, and the thing is that opportunities like that don't come around too often. And so the young man understands that, you know, there was an opportunity for him to make a big play for the organization, for his teammates, and he came up short with it. You know, did he have to jump? Did he not have to jump? All that stuff is going through his head, and I just told him, you know, hey, you know, those opportunities don't come around too often, so you have to learn from it, and let's move on to the next one.
How would you assess his play the first 10 games?
Rookie. I mean, he is in the college season right now. It would probably be over, and so he's having to, you know, hit that second gear and try to, you know, let's get this thing going. And so, but right now, as a rookie, to go through the NFL as a starter, to see all the concepts and the speed of the game, he's coming along very slowly right now.
This is probably the most time he's been on the sideline this past game. Was that a scheme thing? Was that his play, his level of play?
You know what? I let Spags comment on that, and so, but we have been rotating the guys in.
On a play like the one at the very end, mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like he, and I think maybe it was Dominique, were the closest guys to the. Is there any way to communicate between it's us two and one of us just make a fair catch? Or?
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, you can go to baseball, but in football, you don't all of a sudden throw up your hands and call everyone off. You go up and attack the ball and come down with it. So, again, if it was baseball, yes, you communicate, but that's not something that you practice and you start to look at your DB and say, okay, are you going to go catch it or am I going to catch it? Dominique did the right thing. He said, okay, the rookie's there to catch it. Rookie just has to catch it. And if Dominique had gone and bumped into him, then it would have been one of those situations, you know, a fair question to ask. But right now, shoot, Dominique said, okay, he has it. So he just needs to make the play.
Dahl did a pretty good job on Gronkowski.
Yeah, I mean, Dahl has been, you know, valuable for us because he's played everything. You guys saw him in there playing the wheel linebacker. He's played safety. I mean, he does it all. He does it all. So he's done a great job for us.
What have you seen from Brandon? I guess, you know, he kind of came in late and had a bit of a reputation to him.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon has a reputation of being a hitter. And so, you know, Brandon is one of those guys that's going to give you some veteran leadership. And he's been good for Landon, just trying to teach him how to become a pro. And, again, here's a guy who's playing a lot of snaps for us. And so we're just trying to make sure that we can get them all to the end of the year and make sure these guys are all fresh. And in doing that, trying to rotate these guys as much as we can.
What kind of progress have you seen from Landon from when he showed up here to where he is today?
Right now, he's moving along slowly. And, you know, the game is fast mentally for him still. And so hopefully he can continue to progress and move towards the player that we all know that we have in him. And so, again, you hit that little, whatever you call it, rookie wall or whatever it may be. I don't see him doing that, but at the same time, you know, having a new scheme and trying to make sure every week there's a little tweak here and there, he has to be able to pick those things up. And recall is very big in NFL. You have to recall something that you may have done 2 or 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden we put it in on the sideline. You have to be able to go and perform.
He seemed early in the season to have adapted pretty quickly, and then things have happened in the last few weeks that maybe tell you that not the case?
Well, I mean, it's you know, again, you guys are evaluating it and seeing his play, but I see him every day. And I think the thing that's happening with Landon is, again, he's moving along just like most rookies do. I mean, especially at a safety position where you have to not only see formation, but you have to control everything when it comes to the calls. You have to get your linebackers and corners all on the same page. And so the thing is that to ask any rookie to come into the league and be, you know, top-notch at that position would be pretty tough. And so, but he's moving along, just as I said before, as most rookies have done. Kenny Phillips came in. I always refer back to that, and he sat the bench his rookie year. He came in only in sub-package. And but Landon is moving along, you know, and hopefully for us, last six games, that he can pick it up and just – be able to make those calls a little quicker for us.
Do you think? I mean, do you think that'll pay you off for him down the road?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is that once, you know, there's cloudy or clear. If it's cloudy at all in his mind, you know, he's going to move a little slower. But if it's clear, he's going to be able to go forth and go fast. And when these offenses are shifting in motion and in adjustments and the things that you have to take care of with your own defense, it will definitely pay off for him in the future. And hopefully the future is in 2 weeks from now.
What's made Dahl valuable? What has he done well?
The fact that he can go in and play the dime will linebacker for us and go cover a tight end and also go back and play a half field or play a middle of the field, and Dahl is everywhere. I mean, you cannot pinpoint him down at one position, and so he's very valuable in being able to communicate. He sees formations, he recognizes splits, he understands the game, and his study habits are, you know, tremendous, and he's able to help Landon in that area.
Did you know that when before he came?
Oh yeah, I had him as a rookie 9 years ago, so I had him for 2 years, and so to be able to reconnect with Dahl, and I knew exactly what I was getting. He's a smart player, hezzy, and he's a guy that's going to go out and give you all he has every time.
If he's that valuable, how is a guy like that then, you know, available to be had? I mean, you know,
to be honest with you, again, you know, a situation like that, he's played since he's been here with us. We've had him on the field, so, but, you know, Dahl, again, is a very valuable player for us.
What does Cooper have to do to get back to an active roster?
No comment. I will have to leave that to Coach Coughlin and Jerry Reese. As far as I just love to talk about the players who are actually playing right now. Mm-hmm.